This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Tes, Mishnah Daled. The Mishnah returns to a topic that came up several times in the previous Perek, and that is how it works if there's something that's inside of something that itself is inside of an earthenware oven. And the question of whether such a case is treated differently than where it's simply you have an item that's inside of a tanur, where, you know, of course, tumah transmission can happen. Is it different if it's, you know, something inside of something and that thing is inside of the tanur? And of course, it depends on the specific case. So the Mishnah here discusses a sfog shebala mashkin tamein, a sponge that absorbs some tumah liquids, v'nagubei b'chutz. This sponge is perfectly dry on the outside, v'nafal avir ha-tanur, and it fell into the airspace of an earthenware oven. So let's consider why this potentially would not result in tumah transmission. We should first note that we can't stop the tumah transmission based on the concept of a toch of a toch. We did talk about in the previous parak that there is a case where we say if something is inside something which is inside the tanur, then there's no tumah transmission. But we learned that that's specifically where you have, let's say, a basket. It's inside the tanur, and the basket itself extends to above the rim of the tanur. That's the case where we say that if something's inside of the kli, and the kli is inside of the tanur, but partially outside, then we say the contents of the kli are not deemed to be inside of the tanur, the klicheres, and therefore no tumah transmission happens. But you don't have that here. The sponge is completely inside of the tanur in this case. Nor can you stop the tumah transmission here based on another concept we learned about of tumah balua. We said that if a chicken swallowed a dead sheretz, and the chicken then went inside of the tanner, there wouldn't be tumah transmission, because the dead sheretz in that case is deemed as swallowed up tumah, so it's as if that doesn't exist. But that concept is not applicable to our case either, for that's specifically where you have a live creature of some sort that swallowed up the tumah. Here it's this tummy liquid inside of a sponge. An argument that is potentially available here to say that there shouldn't be tumah transmission is maybe once the liquid got absorbed into the sponge, the liquid lost its identity. It's batal. It has no independent halachic identity anymore. That might be an argument here. But in fact, the Mishnah rules, that argument doesn't work either. Tameh. Rather, the tanner becomes tameh from the tummy liquids in the sponge because shesof mashkel atzeis. Because it's a sponge, and so eventually the liquid in the sponge is going to come out. That's how people use sponges. Therefore, halachically, the liquid maintains its own identity throughout, even while it's completely absorbed in the sponge. Thus, tamei liquids enter the avir of a tanur cheres. The tanur therefore becomes tamei. The Mishnah adds, v'chein chaticha shel lefes v'shel gemi. The same ruling would apply in the case of some tummy liquids that became absorbed in an absorbent turnip or an absorbent type of reed grass. On occasion, people might use one of these items to draw a bit of wine from a barrel of wine to taste it. And so at least the Tanakhama, the first anonymous opinion of the Mishnah, views these as basically like a makeshift type of sponge. And therefore, we apply the same argument. And we say that if either of these absorb the tummy liquids, since so we look at these as like a sponge, and so the liquids are eventually going to be squeezed out, liquids retain their own identity, and therefore, okay, tummy liquids enter the tanner, the tanner is tummy. However, Rabbi Shimon mitar b'shnei elu. Rabbi Shimon disagreed and said that, no, if it was a turnip or some reed grass that absorbed the tummy liquid, and then that was placed in the tanner does not become tummy. Rabbi Shimon argues that the usage described above is not so typical. It's not a very common thing, and therefore it's not too halachically significant. Rather, once the tummy liquid got completely absorbed by the turnip or the reed grass, the liquid no longer has any independent halachic identity. It's viewed as gone, and therefore there is no longer any tumah source that could be metameh this tanur. So the tanur remains tahor, but the halacha is in accordance with the first opinion.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.